Blog Talk Radio.
Again, the fastest 60 minutes of sports on air rolling. Season 4, episode 9 is upon you. Welcome in. It is week 9 in the National Football League, and yours truly is ready to rock and roll. Now look, I'm not quite sure how some of our newfangled stuff is actually working today, so I'm going to trust that it's working as advertised. So let's hope that is indeed the case. Anyway, 56 left in the hour. Looking to talk about some college sports and some of the upsets yesterday. About week 9 of the National Football League, and do everything we can to make sure that we satisfy all of your fantasy football needs as you get ready for what should be hopefully a prosperous day in your world. All right? Any questions? 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747 is the number if you want to chat, talk, or join the conversation all about sports today. NBA got started this past week. You're standing fair, and you see LeBron in Cleveland. Had a rough opening night. We bounced back to beat the Bulls on the second night in Chicago, which is a pretty encouraging statement for many of the people in Cleveland. For the Bulls fans, well, you're out of the gate 2-1. You're doing fine, looking like the Bulls. Derrick Rose has to get that ankle right. Other than that, you guys are looking fine. And the rest of the league is the league. The Lakers are 0-4. How shocking is that? For those of you on the West Coast, maybe it's not so shocking, but still, you're 0-4. When was the last time you could say the Lakers ever got out of the gate 0-4? Bottom line, that's just not a good team. And Kobe's. He's going to do what he does, and I think he just loves putting on the Laker purple and gold and going out there and showing off his own wares. But the reality is that time may have literally passed that franchise by, and it's time to go a different direction. At some point, they're going to have to make that call and make that decision. In the meantime, 54 left in the ride. It is the fastest 60-minute sports just really of any more. Joining you on a wonderful morning. And we're looking at fantasy stuff right now. So let's not belabor that moment at all. Let's get you set up for your fantasies. For those of you playing fantasy sports, if you've got these players, start them. If you don't, then let's just hope you're not playing against them, because this is going to be a wild and crazy day of ups and downs. All right, let's go right down top to bottom. Let's start with your quarterbacks. Your top quarterbacks today start off like this. It's going to say 11 for those of you looking at ESPN, but that's okay. Tony Romo is at 10. Carson Palmer's at 9. Eli Manning at 8. Ben Roethlisberger is also at 8. Two there. Nick Foles at 7. Colin Kaepernick 6. Russell Wilson 5. Phil Rivers at 4. Tom Brady 3. Andrew Luck is at 2. And the number one quarterback to start today, if you've got him, is Peyton Manning. If you're going up against someone, let's just hope you don't have any of those top 10 guys, but chances are, if you've gone this far in the season, you're probably facing some challenging uphill battles today. All right. Moving right along to your running backs. Top running backs today look like this. Ahmad Bradshaw in Indianapolis. Number 9, Ronnie Hillman in Denver. Lamar Miller in Miami. Starting to look really, really good. LeSean McCoy in Philly. Number 6, Andre Ellington in Arizona. Number 5, Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. Number 4, Marshawn Lynch in Seattle. Number 3, Jamal Charles. Number 2, DeMarco Murray in Dallas. And number 1 this week, fairly matchup-driven, is Arian Foster, who tends to run well against Philadelphia, and that's his opponent today. All right. Let's move on. The wide receivers, number 10, Andre Johnson. Number 9, Sean Jackson. Number 8, Mike Wallace. A.J. Green looks like he is back. Number 6, Emmanuel Sanders. Number 5, T.Y. Hilton, who's put up monster numbers this year. Number 4, Jeremy Maclin. Number 3, Dez Bryant. Number 2, Demaryius Thomas. That is completely matchup-driven because it's New England. Number 1, Antonio Brown. Moving on. Your tight ends this week. Top 10 tight ends this week look like this. Number 10, Vernon Davis in San Francisco. Number 9, Zach Ertz. Number 8, Larry Donald. Number 7, Jason Witten. Number 6, Travis Kelce. Number 5, Jordan Reed. That's in Washington. Number 4, Dwayne Allen in Indy. Number 3, Antonio Gates in San Diego. Number 2, Julius Thomas in Denver. And the number 1 tight end, certainly based on last week's performance against Chicago, Rob Gronkowski, right where he needs to be. For those of you who watched Thursday night's game, Jimmy Graham played well. He's getting healthier. And, of course, Drew Brees will continue to find him throughout the season. It is week 9. It is upon you. So what is your plan? If you're on the edge of your playoffs, maybe this is your first round of the playoffs, you have to take the advantage where the advantage exists. Take what the defense gives you, as they love to say. Don't make more of it than what it is, and you should be just fine. All right. Take a look at your top kickers for this week. Top 10 kickers this week start like this. Number 10, Brandon McManus in Denver. Number 9, Nick Novak. Number 8, Phil Dawson. Number 7, Chandler Catanzaro. Number 6, Cody Parkey. Number 5, Stephen Hauschka. Number 4, Adam Vinatieri. Number 3, Justin Tucker. Number 2, Danny Bailey. And the number 1 kicker this week in New England, Stephen Gostkowski. And that is really matchup-driven because it's Denver. I don't know what the over-under on that game is, but you're probably taking the over on this one. It just makes the most sense to do so. All right. All right. We got some fun things to share with you today. Again, Lakers 0-4, so when we get the NBA segment, boy, we're going to have some fun with that. Well, did we do defenses? We didn't do defenses. Hold on. For those of you like, on the edge of wondering, wait a minute, we didn't do defenses. All right, hold on. We'll do some defenses for you. Let me get your defenses. I can't leave you hanging on that. This is your total team you're looking at. And chances are, if you're at the edge of the playoffs, you want to know what to do. Okay? Defenses this week. Top 10 defenses like this. Indianapolis Colts at number 10. The Ravens at number 9. The Texans at number 8. The Vikings at number 7. That's matchup driven. The Cleveland Browns are number 6 because they get Tampa Bay. Number 5, Philadelphia. Number 4, Seattle because they're playing at home against Oakland. Number 3, Kansas City. Number 2, the San Francisco 49ers. And number 1, the Cincinnati Bengals. That defense, which has been much maligned recently. I think if I'm a gambling man, I got a chance today. I'd probably want the Kansas City Chiefs defense today. New York Jets are a bit of a mess with not sharing what they're going to do with Geno Smith versus Michael Vick. I think I like the Chiefs defense better than the Bengals defense. The Bengals defense has shown to be porous at times. So, well, take your pick. Those are your options. Your best options. That's probably the better way to put that. All right, so take care of your fantasy love. Let's get you guys some NBA love, get some love from the scoreboards, and tell you what's going on. Last night, how about Klay Thompson last night dropping 41 after he gets a big contract worth about $70 million? That's how you prove your worth right then and there. Come on out there. The Chicago Bulls pull out a win last night against the Timberwolves without Derrick Rose, who's got the ankle issue now. Don't know exactly what the whole Oklahoma Thunder are going to look like. But anyway, by the way, Klay Thompson's 41 dropped on the Lakers last night, who at that point dropped to 0 and 4. Standing wise, it's awfully too early in the season to really make too much of the standings as it were right now. Miami looks like Miami out of the gate 2-0. Again, they struggled early. Remember when the Big Three first went there? They were like 9-8, and everyone was in a panic because they'd done all this work to get these guys together, and they just were slow to kind of play well together. All right, so Miami, Toronto, top the Eastern Conference, both 2-0. Chicago's 2-1. Wizards are 2-1. Everyone else is just 1-1 in the thing. Western Conference, Houston 3-0, Memphis 3-0. Golden State's 2-0. Again, Golden State with Klay Thompson played, dropped at 41 last night. And the Lakers, of course, at the bottom of the rung, which is just weird to see. They're 0-4, already 3.5 games back. It's going to be a rough year for the Lakers. Now, if you're a Kobe fan, Kobe will get his. If you're a Laker fan, it's going to be a rough season, guys. I'm just telling you right now. If you're a Dallas Maverick fan, maybe not so bad. I would stick and stay with those guys. It might be warm and surprise. All right? So there you go. There's your love for the NBA. There's your love for fantasy football. Let's talk some college football last night because I guess the best way to put it is called the Great Escape. I guess that's the best way to put it last night. Mississippi State against Arkansas. What if Arkansas ever could figure out how to finish a game, they'd be awfully good. It would really be good. They're that close, all right? But Mississippi State, number one in the nation, finds a way to get out with a win 17-10 against a game Arkansas team. Let's get you your top 25 rundown right now. So, number 24, Duke, a 51-48 winner in a shootout against Pitt. 23, ECU loses to Temple 20-10. Oklahoma puts 59 on ISU. That's to be expected. OSU, Ohio State, drops 55 on Illinois. Oh, it just hurts my heart as an Illinois fan. Nebraska, number 15 in the land, 35-14 over Purdue. ASU just outlasts Utah 19-16. Baylor puts 60 on Kansas, 60-14. UCLA 17-7 over a 12th-ranked Arizona squad. That wasn't quite expected. Florida upsets Georgia, number 11 team in the nation, 38-20. That game was a lot further apart than the score indicates. Number 10, Notre Dame, 49-39 over a really, really talented Navy unit. Kansas State, 48-14 over Oklahoma State. TCU, number 7 in the land, ekes out the win against Western Virginia, 31-30. Oregon puts it on Stanford, 45-16. Auburn outlasts the University of Ole Miss, 35-31. So here goes the dilemma now. Since number 3 has beaten number 4, number 4 may be done, and this sets up pretty nicely for Alabama. Number 2, Florida State, 42-31 over Louisville in a game played earlier in the week, which is a lot of fun to watch. And FSU was down 21 in that game and was fortunate to come back. And number 1, Mississippi State, as you already heard, ekes out the win 17-10 over Arkansas. Now, rankings-wise, you have to ask, what does any of this mean? What does it mean, man? All right, here's what it means. You have the AP already making adjustments. Oh, that's hilarious. That's funny. Okay, you had Mississippi State 1, Florida State 2, Auburn 3, Ole Miss 4. That was your playoff circle. That's going to change with Ole Miss losing. But do you give it to Oregon, Alabama, or even TCU? You're not going to give it to TCU just because it's TCU. Michigan State is really on the outside looking in with that one loss, unfortunately. Notre Dame is outside looking in with that one loss. You need someone else to lose in the next couple of weeks to kind of smooth this thing out. But right now, Mississippi State is going to stay at number 1. Florida State is going to stay at number 2. Auburn's going to maintain number 3. The question is, who will the computers and the voters put in number 4? It looks like they're going to put Alabama there. But if you look at their current rankings, it should be Oregon. And I'll tell you right now, Oregon's number 5 in several polls. Why not Oregon? High-powered offense, you know, tough to stop, tough to game plan for. Fun to watch. Why not Oregon? So, if your top 4 is Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, or Oregon, are you okay with that? Does that appease your sensitivities as a fan? Are you good with that? Or do you think it should be in Alabama? I know there's some homers out there that really truly believe that Alabama should be number 1 no matter what. They could have 2 losses, 3 losses. It doesn't matter. They're still the best team in the land. They'll provide the best entertainment come bowl season. Well, It ain't quite done like that, people, but you already knew that, all right? You already knew that. 44 left in the ride. We got some stuff from our friend Dr. Nunu. As we look back at some of the things that have gone on in the backstories, last week you heard about the other side of the Michael Orr story, and we've got some news of the weird for you as well. So all that and more right here on the fastest 60 minutes of sports. And where are we going next? It's still me. All right, very good. All right, talk to you guys in a second.
I've been eating Egg McMuffins since 1984, but when I saw Taco Bell made a waffle taco,
I figured I would get with the times.
So I got a haircut and I got some tighter pants, lost my flip phone, got a smartphone, even took down my Loverboy poster. Now I'm eating waffle tacos and AM Crunchwraps,
and I just made like $700 on Craigslist.
Move on from your old McDonald breakfast with Taco Bell's exciting new breakfast menu.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
One heartbeat! One heartbeat! One man!
One man!
One spirit!
One spirit!
Hola, hola,
hola, hola,
hola,
hola.
All we got is each other!
Yeah.
And that's all we need!
Yeah.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial. The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of a grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring the quarterback.
Round right, box two, run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5 hour carnival of color, sound, and action. There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Oh, that's it? That's what you're bringing today, Bryce? Come on, man.
We gotta come out here with a flag, man, and play cocky, man, for four quarters.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
We get the ball back, we go down and score, we win this game.
29. Did you just miss the ball? Come on, son, it's the NFL now.
We're playing on the same team. Can't stand on the same team.
It's the pressure on the right, let's go.
But I'm going to tell you what, we got a pretty good football team in this room in case nobody knows.
Keep your eyes working for the pressure now.
Hey, bring this block off.
Time to work, man. Time to work. Time to work now.
That's how you play football. Yes.
A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Welcome back to the fourth season of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I'm Vicki Nunu, and you're listening to my baby, your host, Vinny Moore.
Great horny toad, a trespasser, getting footy prints all over my desert. Yeah, mule! Yeah, yeah, yeah! When I say giddy up, I mean giddy up! Whoa, camel, whoa!
Welcome back to the fourth season of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I'm Vicki Nunu, and you're listening to my baby, your host, Vinnie Moore.
Guys, hey, I'm back. Excuse me. I'm dealing with a strange little cough. It took on my throat. Some more tea, please. All right, very good. All right, 39 left in the ride. And as you know, we do a session every week. You're looking a little bit beyond the game, beyond what happens on the field, and the backstory. Several years ago, the University of Missouri had a running back named Derek Washington, who was a star of that football team. He was on his way to what he believed to be NFL glory. And then he made some mistakes. And Dr. Nunu has gone back and dug that situation up and brought it to the forefront. And without any further ado, let's get to Dr. Nunu's segment on Derek Washington.
Hello again, Pastor 60 Minute Family. Thank you for welcoming me back. As you all know from last week's segment, you heard Vinny make mention of Derek Washington, a young, talented athlete who got himself into some big trouble with domestic violence and sexual assault that will affect the rest of his life. Although America is definitely the land of second chances, his future in football certainly looks grim. Washington harbored NFL dreams, was projected as a fourth-round draft pick before he was charged, and now as a registered sex offender. He won't be able to so much as coach a youth sports team or even visit his own child's school without permission. His NFL dreams are likely done. This young man in his mid-20s was in prison for conviction of felony deviant sexual assault involving a former Missouri tutor and was scheduled to stand trial on two charges of third-degree assault. The former tutor previously testified that Washington entered her bedroom while she slept at her off-campus apartment. Washington was visiting her roommate at the time, with whom he shared consensual sexual relations. His former girlfriend also claimed Washington hit her in the face 5 to 10 times and then choked her during a late-night argument in 2010, just 2 months after the tutor's off-campus sexual assault. Washington's lawyer entered a plea on his behalf, and prosecutors agreed to drop the second charge assault in exchange for the plea, and a judge handed down a 90-day sentence to run concurrently with the felony sentence. Washington was then sentenced to 5 years in prison in the felony case. He was released after he successfully completed his 120-day shock incarceration program for first-time offenders. Washington pleaded guilty with hopes of moving on with his life. Okay. So an outside-the-lines investigation reveals that the multiple, yes, you heard that right, multiple women became victims by the former Missouri tailback. His football coach even acknowledged that he knew about a 2008 rape allegation against Washington, but he didn't discipline him because the police didn't lay charges. The coach and Missouri officials were aware of two allegations against Washington before his 2010 arrest. They said that they made mistakes and learned from them, and that now the majority of people on campus are aware that sexual assault allegations must be reported. So I ask you two things. What's your opinion? Should something so drastic have had to happen before authorities took action, and could they maybe have prevented Washington from other allegations of sexual assault and violent abuse from even taking place? And what about Washington? Has he paid his dues in his shock incarceration program? Enough for him to deserve a second chance? I'm Dr. Vicki Neenan. I look forward to your feedback on this week's segment of the Backstories.
Thanks. Thanks, Doc. The Backstories appear every week here on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports, and a courtesy of Dr. Victoria Nunu. All right, 35 left in the hour. This is going to be interesting. Tighten up, buckle up, tighten in. This is going to be interesting. Here's your news of the weird. Indianapolis, Indiana. I got to find me some background music one day to do this. All right. Lucky Dog Retreat Rescue in Indianapolis reported in October that even after many heroic saves, they have heard of a dog like Adam. Who was Adam to say? Adam is apparently allergic to human beings. Following a blood test to determine why he remains so sickly despite all the therapies, a doctor reported that Adam is allergic to human dander. A doctor reported that Adam is allergic to human dander, and researchers told WRTV that a special serum was being prepared. A serum. Your dog is allergic to you, so give him a shot. And then he'll be your bestest friend in the whole wide world. A shot. I've never met a dog that was allergic to me. Now I'm here that this is a possibility, and this dog, my dog, could indeed be allergic to me. My human dander. No kidding. This out of the great city of Indianapolis, the red state as it is. We won't hold that against them. All right. And that's this week's News of the Weird.
A week won't go by in your life. You won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
You've got too far!
And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, but it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
If a person grits his teeth and shows real determination...
Failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done.
Believe me when I say...
We can break this army here.
And win just one for the Gipper.
Look, I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time...
You've got to get mad.
I mean plumb mad dog mean.
If you would be free men, then you must
fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
You're like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day. Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Patch the Chicago.
Who's with me?
Clap! Don't let him die!
Adrian Peterson's first carry is a 78-yard touchdown. It's the official debut of the Chip Kelly Eagles. Peyton Manning's seventh touchdown pass.
Welcome to the D, Reggie Brandon gets it.
Oh, and over the top, J.J. Watt with a sack. It is picked off by Aaron Williams. Oh, my goodness.
We talk about being relevant, and we are. You've earned that. Keep working, guys, and that's the bottom line.
This is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
For moments.
Today's not the day to be timid. Today's not the day to be scared. We got to play every play like it's the one that's going to win or lose the game. To something special. Don't let anything stand in our way.
We gotta get this one today. It's the last time this group of men will stand in this spot together. Make it count.
Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It is Super Bowl 48.
The ultimate goal, baby. The Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. So the first play of the game, a nightmare for the Broncos.
The ball is hit. Has it come down this way? Oh, run it, Seahawks. Come on now. Seahawks. He's across the 40. The three, there he goes. He's going to go all the way back. 88 yards for a touchdown. Yes.
The Burger Joint. You get those 100% beef quarter pounders topped with fresh veggies and special sauces, flame broiled to burger perfection. The Burger Joint. Big burgers, big on taste.
That is indeed the case.
What What's the big idea, chasing my worm? You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet. Now, you stay away from worms, and I'll stay away from mice. That's fair and square, and if you'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see my side of it. Yep, yep, yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening. Nothing worse than a blabbermouth cat. What are you doing? I say, what are you doing with a pump? Pumping for oil? You're crazy, boy. There's no oil in this ground. Stand up, son. You're falling all over yourself. There's no oil 500 miles of here. Geology of the ground's all wrong. Even if there was oil, you'd need a drill, not a tire pump. Oh, you're down again. You got to learn to stand on your own feet, boy. I may not always be around to help you. Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off. What kept you, son? I can't hold my breath forever. I'm not a fish. I gotta breathe air. My lungs crave air. You gotta think of things like that, boy. Little consideration for me. Oh, you're down again. Two nothings is nothing. That's mathematics, son. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with figures. Two half nothings is a whole nothing. And I know what I'm talking about, because...
You gotta love that. All right. 10:36. 36 past the hour. 23-24 to the run. Winds itself down. You've got your fantasy love. You've got your NBA love. Major League Baseball is next on tap. And let's talk a little bit about what the Cubs just did. You had Rick Renteria in as the Cubs head coach. All of a sudden, he's gone, and they're pursuing Joe Maddon. I understand why he won Maddon. He's got a proven record. I just don't know that I agree with the way they handled Renteria's situation. I mean, you bring them in and you give them a 3-year deal. Then a year into the deal, you fire the man because Maddon becomes available. This is the guy that you really wanted, and you were basically willing to sell the farm to make this happen. Now, right or wrong, all right, right or wrong, I know it's the nature of the beast, the nature of business sometimes. There's just something sadly off that you can just basically do that. But again, the Cubs feel like the talent is accelerated, and Maddon may be the guy to get them over the hump next year. So, hey, what can you say except, well, I hope they're right. Renteria is a good guy. He's a good baseball guy. Yeah. I like to think he got as much as he could out of that young talent this year. That young talent is turning the corner. They're going to be awfully good next year. I don't know. It's been 100 years. The Cubs haven't won a title, and heck, I can't remember the last time they actually won a playoff game. Come to think of it, unless it was back in 2003. The year that they actually had the best team in baseball and found a way to still blow up the NLCS against the Marlins. Anyway, such is the case, I guess, when you're a true diehard fan. And, well, what are you going to say? That's who we are. That's what we do. Bears on a bye week this week, so we've got some picks to talk about. All this and a little bit more after we pay a few bills. Back in a second.
Welcome back to the fourth season of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I'm Vicki Nunu, and you're listening to my baby, your host, Vinny Moore.
Okay, we're going to have a lag there. I can see it already. All right, let's see. Let's fire up the picks. Let's see. We need a segue. Normally, I'd take some comedy in here, but since now may not be the most appropriate time, let's drop our hip hop moment. 5 minutes of good old fashioned funk with 20 minutes left in the ride. I'll come back with your picks and get you ready for your Sunday pregame shows from Fox and from CBS. Having a great day only at the Fast 60 Minutes Sports. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. We'll rock and roll right after this.
Get out. rep the wet in the corner. People sitting down, they had as much as they could possibly get. Meanwhile, I'm lamping, feeling like a champion. Pick up on a cutie phone, beat it, I'm stamping. The bass was packed, though, stuffed like an Oreo. Everybody broke for a heavy deep video. Bumping in stereo. People said, here we go. A carry down the front, he said, heavy, yo, my hero. Understand this, before you make a comment. There's always a meaning in a heavy deep statement. In this life, I strive for improvement. Be your own guy, follow your own movement. Love is a legend. Me, I'm legendary at a period. On the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Swing, cause you didn't even hang. Hey, we got our own thing.
The late, great Heavy D. Only on the fastest 60 minutes in sports, 619-694-7747. Again, 619-694-7747. For those of you who'd like to join the party, I'd like to be a part of it. We've got some pictures we got to get you next. Make sure we're taking care of all the masters that are going to the windows this week. We've given you all your fantasy love. We've given you your NBA love. We gave you some Major League Baseball love. NHL in full swing right now. Odds on favorite right now. Pittsburgh Penguins looking good. Blackhawks looking like this. They're a little slow out of the gate, 5-3-1, but we find San Diego Blues challenging in the West. Couple of upstarts, Calgary. Many of you know, I always talk about the Calgary Flames after spending some months up there. A young team trying to get better, going to be fun to watch very, very soon. So you're looking for some just good hockey, good baseline, fun hockey that's fast and exciting. Check out the Calgary Flames. All right. 14 left in today's ride. Let's get to your picks. I was going to try to, and I think let's just go ahead and run it and see how it plays out. All right. All right. Here you go. Thursday night, we told you that New Orleans would take care of Carolina, and they did. All right. So there we go. Tampa Bay at Cleveland. We've got Cleveland in this one. There's nothing really much to say about Tampa Bay. I don't have a problem with Lovie Smith anymore. He's not Chicago Bears head coach anymore. I just don't see him having enough talent in Tampa Bay to make that a difference. Cleveland's too good. The New York Jets at Kansas City. Let's say it again. Kansas City. Kansas City's a playoff team, and they're starting to turn the corner. Look like it on all facets of the game. Kansas City should take care of business. San Diego at Miami. I've got San Diego in this game. However, it will be a fun one. It'll be a fun game to actually enjoy. Maybe a little high scoring, but I think San Diego's just got way too much firepower. The game of the day, Arizona at Dallas. Now, look, it's in Dallas, and I'm still picking the Cardinals to win this game, all right? Not an indictment to Dallas is 6-2, Cardinals 6-1. I just think Carson Palmer in offense is a little bit too talented for Dallas and Young still coming together defense to win. Now, the most entertaining game may be Minnesota at Washington just because RG3 is coming back. What's that mean? Well, it means you got half the prognosticators saying the Minnesota Vikings are going to show up and have a play good game, or that RG3 is going to make the difference. Well, where do you land on this one? Well, for the sake of being a bit of a homer and being in the D.C. area over the last few weeks, I'm going to take the Redskins. All right, I think there's some pride developing there. I think they're going to be all right. Jacksonville at Cincinnati. This should be all Bengals. I can't get with Jacksonville. I'm glad they won their one game. That's all behind them now. Done, over, get out of the way. Let Cincinnati have what it needs to have, which is the win. They're told to dominate their division. Philadelphia at Houston. This should be all Eagles. Okay, should be. I know the game's played on field. J.J. Watt will get his, but Philadelphia way too much firepower. St. Louis at San Francisco. I really want to root for the Rams. I like Jeff Fisher, but this game is all San Francisco. They're at home. I just can't see them not finding a way to win this game. Denver at New England. The Manning versus Brady Bowl. This is always great football. It's great entertainment. And as always, Brady often wins this game. But today, I don't think that's going to be the case. I know a lot of prognosticators love New England in this game. But no, I am going to go Denver in this game. I think Denver's defense is better. I think with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller both there, that's just too much for Brady to handle. And they'll get pressure on Brady, and that'll make the difference. Oakland at Seattle. I like Derek Carr. I wish he had more offensive talent around him. He just doesn't. Seattle should roll in this game. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Got to like Pittsburgh, especially coming off that 50-point explosive offense last week. The Ravens on the second road game for these guys, not going to be easy. I think Pittsburgh just a little bit too much in this game. Loving the Steelers right now. Indianapolis at the New York Jets. As much as you'd like to fall in love with Eli Manning and the new players, the Larry Donalds of the world, the Giants, this is just too much firepower on the Colts side. Indianapolis takes care of business in this game. And that is your Week 9 VIN picks. Hopefully that will help you out when you go to your window. Remember, if you are smart with your money, it all works out well. If you are stupid with your money, well, you probably took your kid's college fund to the window like an idiot, and it didn't really go well. But anyway, let's hope you didn't do that, all right? All right. 10 minutes left in the ride. What have we touched on? We touched on your NFL. We touched on your fantasy. We're giving you your Major League Baseball. We're giving you your NBA. What do you want from me, huh? You want the lottery numbers? If I got the lottery numbers, you can get the lottery numbers. But I don't have the lottery numbers because I'm not that damn bright. I'll tell you this. The Bears are on a bye week. Enjoy it, Chicago fans. Enjoy it, Midwesterners. The day off when you ain't got to stress. Fire up your grill. Put something good on it. Enjoy your family and your friends, all right? Because it's going to get real dicey in the next few weeks. Please understand, it is going to get really, really dicey in the next few weeks. Make no mistake about that. Okay? Let's see. What else can we share with you today? Done that. I think we're out of things to do. I really do. For those of you in Illinois, love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. For those of you all over the nation that follow the Fast 60 Sports, thank you so much for making us part of your lives and all that fun stuff in between. All right? We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's all there is to tell you. I think there's something we missed. Did we miss something? Let's just give them the 40 inspirational one more time and send them home with a smile.
Will you fight? No! We will run! And we will live!
Shame on you! This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're going to let it be the worst.
And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life you won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you.
Well, I'm not going home.
You got too far!
And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause.
A day may come when the courage of men fails,
but it is not this day.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before.
But that's fine. We'll just get tougher with it.
A person grits his teeth and shows real determination.
Failure is not an option.
That's how winning is done.
Believe me when I say
we can break this army here.
And win just one for the Gipper.
But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time.
You've got to get mad.
I mean, plumb mad dog me.
If you would be free men, then you must
fight to fulfill that promise. Let us
cut out their living guts
1 inch at a time.
And they will know what we can do.
Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions.
You're like a big bear, man.
This is your time.
Seize the day.
Never surrender.
Victory or death.
Patch, the Chicago.
Who's with me?
Clap! Don't let me die! Clap!
All right, let's fly!
And gentlemen in England, now abed.
So no, my name is the Lord. But I
tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
our Independence Day.
And there you go. All right. Are we good? I think we're good. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Got a little time into the back end of this thing, so we're going to have a little fun. All right. I am about to go head-to-head with some friends in media. Why? Because I can't. And let's see. We're going to pick some games here. And basically, let's see, we're going to pick some games, and we're going to go against these guys and see if they're as good as they think they are. I don't think they're as good as they think they are. Sometimes you got to knock a guy down, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes. All right, let's see. Hey, we did do that. Okay. Let's look at the college football. Make sure we covered that because that's kind of important. Let's see. Let's see. Well, now that's odd. Where'd the game go? You talked all that ish, and now it's time to play, and now you want to hide the game. That's how you're rolling? This is some garbage out here. Okay, here we go. Almost went past it. We went past it. It's okay. We'll get it back. Now, see, they don't know what they're messing with. See, you don't come to the doctor himself expect to get challenged. Now, come on, now. That's just not how we roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be thugged, don't I? Yes, sir. Just because. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord. Okay, you got to compete with his dad. Now, look at this. All this ish. Don't want that. Don't want dailies. Don't want updates. Don't want fantasy inside the pitch. None of that. Don't want magazines. Yes, sir. Well, just get me there. Let's just go head to head with these pumpkins. I'm just signing up for this, signing up for that. Yeah, you talked all that ish, you bet. Come on, tell us what you want, Cletus. Come on, man, you talked all that ish. And tell him he should have kept playing the game. You know, the Eagles stink. Mr. Page, you on, man? Mr. Page, you on for real? Alright, well. Alright. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Here we go. We get closer. How much time we got left in this roll? 258 seconds. You want to challenge me? Me, Mr. Don't Miss? For real? I mean, I admit I'm a Chicago Bears fan. I'm a homer. But, man, you want to set this? Boy, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. I don't want to share anything like that. I'm just saying, blah, blah. Where is the game? Where is the game, man? Go back to the pick. Here we go. All right. We know about New Orleans and Carolina. We know Cincinnati's going to take care of Jacksonville. We believe Cleveland to take care of Tampa Bay. We got Washington over Minnesota, Philly over the Texans, Kansas City over the Jets, Arizona upsetting the Cowboys, and that's not really a great upset. They're called a modest upset at best. San Diego to take care of Miami. Frisco to take care of the Rams. Denver to beat the Patriots. Seattle to crush the Raiders. Pittsburgh to upset or if you will just beat the Ravens. That's still one of the best rivalries in the game. And later on in the day, Indianapolis to tonight's game to take care of the New York Giants. Whole points of the Indianapolis and Giants game, we're going to call it 60. That's what's in my spirit today. No, I'll tell you what. Let's scale that back a bit. 54. Give me Indiana's defense a little bit of credit. I think that's exactly how that's probably going to go. And we're going to click the save button on that there. The picks have been saved. You can close that window. Now, it is recorded. So you can't say you didn't hear from me, people. You just can't say it. In the meantime, with a minute to go on the ride, it is Week 9 National Football League. I love you, and there's nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it. So enjoy it. Do what you got to do. Have yourself a fantastic day, and I will see you next week only on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Good day, everybody. Peace.